Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PNC Infratech Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome you all for Q1 FY23 results conference call of PNC Infratech Limited. We thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. We have senior management team of PNC Infratech with us. I congratulate the entire team for PNC Infratech for robust performance in Q1 FY23. Without wasting much time, I would now hand over the floor to Mr. Yogesh sir for opening remarks, and then we can have a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you present on the call to discuss our financial year for quarter one, financial year 2023. Today, along with me, I have Mr. T.R. Rao, Director, Infra, Dr. Bhupendra Sawhney, CFO, and Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, Vice President, Finance and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisor. First, I will share my thoughts on a few sectoral highlights, which will be followed by financial and operational highlights of the company. The pace of highway construction in quarter one of financial year 2023 in the country slowed down and stood at 22 km a day compared to 25 km a day on the year-on-year basis due to higher input cost and early onset of monsoon in some parts of the country. Ongoing active monsoon across the country, continuous rains and flood-like situation in some parts expected to affect pace of construction in the first half of quarter two of financial year 2023. MoRTH and NHAI contemplating to reduce the upfront payment by half in HAM projects. In such case, 20% of bid project cost would only be paid during construction compared to current norm of 40%. As there would be increased private investment in HAM projects, NHAI would be able to bid out and fund higher numbers project with the same capital. NHAI is planning to award around 10% of project on BOT toll mode from its target of 6,500 km in the current fiscal, with certain modification in the contract conditions. Now coming to the key update of the company. The company received rupees 37 crore towards bonus on 20th April 2022 for early completion of Purvanchal Expressway Package 6, proving the company efficient execution capability. During quarter one, company signed concession agreement with NHAI for six HAM projects out of seven HAM projects awarded to company during the quarter four of financial year 2022. Concession agreement of remaining project, four laning of Sonauli-Gorakhpur, will be signed shortly. During the quarter, the company has completed sale of its entire 35% stake in Ghaziabad-Aligarh Expressway Private Limited to Q Highway and realize the capital. Discussions are underway with the potential investor for monetization of other fund-based projects which are already in operation and expected to be completed during next one year. We will keep you updated on the same going forward. As mentioned in the previous earnings call, company continues to look for a calibrated diversification, maintain the growth momentum without assuming the concentration risk. However, our focus area remains the road sector. At present, the company has total 24 projects in PPP mode comprising BOT toll, BOT annuity, OMT and HAM assets. Out of 24 projects, company has 18 HAM with an aggregate bid project cost of rupees 24,590 crore. In HAM portfolio of 18 projects, company achieved PCOD and COD for five projects. Six projects are under construction and balance seven projects are recently awarded. In terms of equity investment, the total requirement for all 18 HAM projects is approximately 2,390 crore, out of which we have already invested rupees 1,029 crore till June 22, and the balance will be invested over the next 2-3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over next 2-3 years should be sufficient to fund the total equity investment. The company received robust order book order inflow in quarter 4 financial year 22. Our unexecuted order book as on 30th June 22 was over rupees 20,000 crore after including 7 new HAM projects of rupees 7,439 crore from NHAI, where the company received letters of award. Out of the total order book of over rupees 20,000 crore, roads EPC contract including HAM contribute around 61% and water and irrigation projects contribute around 39%. Now I would present the result of quarter ended June 30, 22. Revenue of first quarter of financial year 23 is rupees 1,758 crore, which is higher by 41% as compared to rupees 1,251 crore in first quarter of financial year 22. The EBITDA for the first quarter is rupees 258 crore, which is higher by 47% as compared to rupees 175 crore in quarter 1 of financial year 22. The EBITDA margin for the first quarter of financial year 23 is 14.7%. The PAT for the first quarter of financial year 23 is rupees 167 crore as compared to rupees 93 crore in the first quarter of financial year 22, a growth of 79% on year-to-year basis. Consolidated revenue of first quarter of financial year 23 is rupees 2053 crore as compared to rupees 1463 crore in quarter 1 of financial year 22, growth of 40%. The consolidated EBITDA for the first quarter of financial year 23 is rupees 518 crore, which is higher by 43% as compared to 363 crore for the first quarter of the corresponding quarter last year. The EBITDA margin for quarter 1 financial year 23 is 25.2%. The consolidated PAT for quarter 1 financial year 23 is rupees 241 crore as compared to rupees 118 crore in quarter 1 financial year 22, a growth of 104%. As on 30th June 22, our net working cycle is 68 days as compared to 77 days as on 31st March 22. Our net worth on standalone basis is rupees 3,506 crore as on 30th June 22, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 300 crore. The total cash and bank balance as on 30th June 2022 is rupees 463 crore. We have a net cash of rupees 163 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.09 times. On consolidated basis, our net worth is rupees 3,868 crore, whereas total debt is rupees 5,129 crore as on 31st March 22. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is rupees 1,048 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.19 times. With this, we now open the floor for question answer.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles.
Before starting the question and answer, just would like to declare the disclaimer clause and also safe harbor for the whatever the discussions that will happen, including the forward-looking statements what we are going to make.
Okay. Sir, you want me to go ahead with the disclaimer?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, please give me a moment. Shravan?
Yeah.
Please go ahead with the disclaimer.
if you speak the disclaimer, that would be better from your side.
You can read out if you have readily available, you can read out the disclosure.
I do not have the readily available.
Okay, sir, I'll just read it out. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. So, sir, can you go ahead with the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first question comes from the line of Barani Vijay Kumar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Regarding this MOTS and NHAI's contemplation to reduce the contribution, their contribution in HAM projects from 40% to 20%, how is the contracting and the developers like you on board for this? Would your aggression in bidding going forward would it be the same given how the equity outflow would be higher from our side?
First of all, see, whatever bids we secured, they are not aggressive per se. So we are all calibrated, well calibrated bids what we have done. And second thing, it's a 20% more funding to be done. So this will effectively result into only another 5% kind of equity because we have to get the debt for that remaining 20% what we have to fund. So we should be able to fund those kind of their equity requirements even if NHA goes for the 20% kind of amount. Because earlier also we bid for a conventional annuity project wherein we used to put 100% of our entire funding from our side.
So you don't foresee any issues from our side?
Yeah, we don't foresee any major challenges in funding these projects.
And this will go just like a similar to annuity project.
Yeah, conventional annuity project.
Yeah.
Okay. The second question is on land acquisition status for the projects recently awarded to us, the 7 projects where there is not appointed dates declared yet. So what would be the land acquisition status there, 3G land acquisition status there, and when do you expect these appointed dates, sir?
Out of 7 projects, for 5 projects already 3D completed up to 80%, and also then awards have been made under 3G, and the distribution is under progress under 3H. And 2 projects, up to 60% awards have been made under 3G, and distribution is progress under 3H. Since we have a 5 months time post signing of the agreements, both sides, they should, what we expect, the sufficient length of land would be available at the time of declaration of appointed dates, and we don't foresee major constraints in that aspect.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Good morning, sir, and congratulations on a very, very good quarter. So my first question is on the margins. So, of course, margins have improved in this quarter, but last Q4 was the margin compression. Given that the import inflation is easing, can we expect to go back to 14% margin for the fiscal?
Actually, in this first quarter, the margin is 14.66% EBITDA margin, and if we exclude the bonus of 37 crore, it's come to 12.83 crore. And if we exclude the bonus and EPE business, where we are having a collection of 104 crore and margin only of 2%, then the operational EBITDA margin is 13.5% of this quarter.
So I'm asking about the expectation for the FY23. Can we expect the margin going back to 14.5%, given that the inflation is also easing now, right? Is that a fair assumption?
It will be 13.5%.
Understood, sir. Secondly, sir, you alluded to diversification of the order book. Of course, we have a large order book for UP. Do you mean geographically or sectorally you want to diversify the order book? And apart from water, is there any segment which you think you can build upon in the next few years?
See, what we are looking at the diversification, the areas which will have a synergy with our operations. And water, of course, we'll see, we are looking at the opportunities in the water sector. So if new further opportunities come, so we'll pursue those opportunities. And as of now, other than water and of course some kind of a canal or irrigation project, apart from the road projects, now presently we are not looking at any other specific sector to diversify into. And of course, geographically, we are always resisting, ready to take up the projects across the country should there be any new good project opportunity.
Lastly, sir, can we expect the completion of monetization in the fiscal? At least one of the BOT or HAM?
As regards the monetization, strategic advisor retained and discussions are underway with the potential investor for monetization of the few other fund-based projects, and we will keep you updated on the same going forward. Discussions are going on with the potential investor.
Understood, sir. Thank you and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good quarter. So my first question is on the JJM project. So you can tell us what was the execution during this quarter in the JJM project?
Could you come again, please?
So what is the execution or revenue booked from the JJM order during this quarter? That's my first question.
So far, under JJM, we booked a revenue of around 250 crores. That includes the 108 crores revenue what we booked during the last financial year. And we also done a work done of another 150 crores. That revenue would be booking during the month of August. So I can say around 400 crores worth of value of work done till now under the JJM project, JJM sector.
So most of the other companies are seeing good execution in JJM, but somehow we have not been able to catch up. And these orders are like very old in the order book now. So if you can just spell out for this year, how much of revenue can we book from the JJM orders and also the outstanding order backlog from the JJM?
See, though we have a, as you know, we secure projects under three different phases. First phase is a small surface water which have around 250 crores. And the phase two, we have around 1600 gram panchayat. With around 3,500 kind of a thing, and then phase 3 we have another 1,500. That's also in the similar kind of a thing. But so far, the DPRs for 702 GPs approved and the cover agreement signed was a worth of 1,552 crores. So the total order book, which is a executable order book, 1552 plus phase 1 is another 250. Total we have an order book of 1700 crores. I would say that is the practical order backlog. Out of the 1700 crores, so we executed around 400 crores worth of projects work done now. Going forward, then we should able to execute anything between 1200 to 1500 during the current financial year.
Okay. And sir, so in the order book, how much is the total 20,000 crores order book? How much is the value of the JJM orders in that order book?
It is now, as I said, now
39%.
39%. 39%. It comes to around 39% of two.
Canal covering.
Including canal, yes, yes. Including canal, if you
that
exclusively...
That is almost 30%.
Yeah, 7,000, 35%.
Yeah, 35%.
Because sir, you are saying that only. So you are saying that only 1700 crores worth of order is right now executable. So, but you are saying in the order book about 6000 crores is the value of the project. So balance 6000 minus 1700. So that is not executable as of now, right?
Yeah, see, but now they are progressively approving this DPR, and another 1,000 crores worth of DPRs are going to be approved in next before the end of the current calendar year. So maybe and a total 1,500 worth of projects will be approved during the current financial year. So then the executable work would be around 3,200 crores, and the remaining they would be approving during the next financial year.
Okay. Just last question, sir, on the AP project, if you can just tell us what is the progress and what's the total order book outstanding, what was the revenue book for this quarter?
AP?
AP irrigation project, what is the total revenue book during the quarter and what is the outstanding order book?
See, AP is actually contract value is 1,000 crores. I think how much we booked? 100?
Actually, we have done the work till final date is around 150 crore rupees till date, because certain work which was not partly completed in June and not be booked in the June, it was in WIP, and till date around 150 crore we have executed, and remaining 850 crore is outstanding.
Order
backlog. As on date.
And that.
Okay, sir. Because there is no movement on this project also. So, I mean, water projects have been very sluggish for us from the execution side, and last quarter the execution is only coming from roads. And though water starts contributing, then the revenues can actually ramp up significantly. So, just wondering why there is no movement on these water order books.
No.
In water, total payment received under phase 1 and phase 2, we have received 377 crore rupees. Including mobilization advance, yeah. And work done is around 300 crore rupees. We have received payment.
Okay.
300 crores, yeah. This year and the last year 100 crores. So 400 crores kind of work done we have done.
So the government itself, the payment is fine, but execution is not ramping up. So is it because the government approvals are a little delayed and that's the reason why we're not being able to ramp up execution here? So just wanted to understand that.
नहीं ये इसमें DPR का वर्क ना अवार्ड से आप इसको नहीं देख सकते हो, बट DPR जब ये DPR बनेगी और DPR बनने के बाद स्टार्ट होता है, तो मतलब स्टार्टिंग ये समझिए कि ऑलमोस्ट 6 मंथ में स्टार्ट हुआ है वर्क ना.
आपने 400 करोड़ किया है, तो
हाँ, तो अपने आप में ये डिफरेंट टाइप का प्रोजेक्ट है. इसमें अवार्ड के बाद DPR बनानी है. जनरली प्रोजेक्ट्स के अंदर DPR पहले बन जाती है, तो इट इज जस्ट लाइक जैसे कि हम हेम के या BOT के प्रोजेक्ट करते हैं ना, तो उसमें डिजाइन करते हैं, फिर उसको प्रिपेयर करते हैं, उसको भी टर्न ओवर आने तक 1 साल लग जाती है. इन द सिमिलर लाइन वी आर वर्किंग हियर ऑल्सो.
प्रॉब्लम है कि सर इन्फ्लेशन अगर बढ़ गया तो 60% ही आप बोल रहे थे बॉटम आइटम है उसमें पास थ्रू है, तो बैलेंस 40% विल बी काइंड ऑफ अ फिक्स्ड प्राइस, सो देन इज देयर टू मच ऑफ डिले, सो दैट कुड हिट अस आवर मार्जिन.
नहीं, उसमें एस्केलेशन क्लॉज है जो मैक्सिमम पार्ट वर्क, बाकी तो सिविल वर्क है, तो सिविल वर्क में उसमें इतना ठीक है, उसमें कोई दिक्कत नहीं है, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है.
ठीक है सर.
थैंक यू. Next question comes from the line of Jayesh Gandhi from Harshad Gandhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, actually I have recently started following the company, so my questions might be not very 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 particular. One question which I have is, see, when we get a HAM order, how much portion do we consider it as an EPC and recognize it in revenue?
It is, you can say, 90% of BPC.
Or BPC.
Okay.
90% amount of BPC.
Up to 90% of the BPC.
Yeah.
I think what I'm seeing is EPC.
Yeah, EPC is the construction cost.
No, so if I'm getting 100 crore worth of a HAM order, EPC recognition is to what amount?
It is 90 crore.
See, 100 crores of typical HAM projects will roughly translate into 90 crores of EPC order.
Okay.
Approximately.
And that we take into revenue recognition as and when it is progressing, or once it is completed, that after that we take into revenue recognition?
On a progressive basis.
On a progressive basis, as and when work, physical work is done.
Okay,
on work,
so
basis. On work,
say, say for example, if a project takes 2 years, 50% is completed this year and 50% next year. So 50% we take as revenue this year and 50% next year, right?
Yeah.
50%
of the EPC.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you very much and best of luck for future.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vibhor Singhal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. And congrats on great execution again. Sir, just wanted to understand, sir, I don't know, I'm sorry if somebody's asked this question already before. Sir, given that in this quarter we have already done almost 1700 crores of revenue, excluding the bonus, of course, what is the full year revenue that we are looking at? So in terms of guidance, what is the revenue that we are looking for revenue and for margin for the full year?
Revenue would be around 15% guidance growth we are looking at this year. See, last year revenue of we have a 6,306 crores. So with a 15%, that will be around 7,200 crores this year for full year. And EBITDA margin would be, as our managing director told, it would be between around 13.5%.
13.5%?
Yes, around.
So sir, to do 13.5%, given that in this quarter we did around 12.8%, if I exclude the early completion bonus, so do you expect margins to pick up in the next coming quarters, either because of commodity prices coming down, or what could be the reasons for that?
In this quarter, EBITDA margin is 13.53% after deducting bonus and EPE
margin, because EPE margin is only 2%. So operational margin of the road project is still in the this quarter 13.5%.
So sir, wo utna hi rahega, matlab utna aaram se aa jayega baaki quarters mein bhi.
We are expecting same.
Got it, sir. Sir, dusra ek mera question tha, sir, ye jaise Jal Jeevan Mission ke orders ke bare mein we have discussed a lot. Sir, as you rightly said, we should not order milne se nahi dekhna chahiye, DPR banne ke baad the execution starts aur uske baad wo time lagta hai. So given that ki sir ye itna time lagta hai pure project ki execution cycle mein, are we looking to continue to bid for more orders in UP or other states? Do you think ki itna bada ek jo execution cycle hai, uncertainty hai, gram panchayat kab approve karegi, kitna approve karegi, payment ke liye aapko unke paas alag alag tarike se jana padta hai, do you still think that we will continue to bid for these projects?
We are bidding in the same area as jahan hum kaam kar rahe hain, UP ke andar especially. Aur isme koi aisa koi difficult kaam nahi hai ki koi wahan problem create ho rahi hai. Wo to theek hai, award hota hai, award ke baad fir jab DPR banti hai to DPR mein 6 month ka time lagta hai. So it is a natural phenomena.
Sure,
sir. 6 months, yeah. Road sector mein bhi same cheez hai. रोड सेक्टर में भी जब अपन को बीओटी या कोई ऐसा चीज मिलती है जिसमें डिजाइन करनी पड़ती है, तो डिजाइन में भी डिजाइन या फाइनेंशियल क्लोजर के लिए 6 मंथ का टाइम मिलता है, ऐसी सेम 6 मंथ का टाइम इसमें भी लगता है. कभी कभी रोड में भी, कभी कभी हम रोड बनाने जाते हैं तो वहां भी 80% लैंड अवेलेबल नहीं होती. ऐसी सेम यहाँ है कि मान लो आपने 1000 करोड़ का वर्क लिया तो 800 करोड़ के लिए लैंड अवेलेबल है, 200 करोड़ के लिए नहीं है, ये हो सकता है. But it is responsibility of state government. Directly district collector is responsible.
Okay sir, right.
Yeah.
Sir, just last question from my side, sir. Asset monetization pe kya development hai? HAM projects ka hum log soch rahe the ki we will do. What is the status and when can we expect some good news on that front?
We are expecting FY23 and the discussions are underway with the potential investors.
Okay, so no change in that. So the discussions are still going on and we expect ki year end tak kuch ho jana chahiye.
Yes, we are expecting.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Dhruv Bhimrajka from Monarch IAF. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir. My question is regard to the impairment in the Aligarh Ghaziabad project that we took. So wanted to understand that why did we have to book an impairment during the sale of this project?
That impairment we have already booked in the FY22, sir. There are certain challenges are there because account was going in the SMA2. We have to construct 6 laning. Our partners were not in a position to infuse further money in the project. That is why we have finalized the project.
Okay, so that is why we took an impairment and then sold off the project.
Right.
Okay. And what is the total impairment which we took for this project? That is 129 crores, right? For in all.
Total it is around 167.
167. There's 67 crore. We have booked in the December quarter and March quarter.
Okay, so total is 167 crores you told.
Yeah.
Okay. And last thing, what was the bonus that we received for early completion in FY22, sir?
In FY22, we received for one project, for one cell package 5, 82 crores bonus we received.
Okay, so total bonus for early completion in FY22 was 82 crores and impairment for this project overall is 167 crores.
Yes, sir. And in FY23, first quarter, we received bonus of 37 crores for one cell package 6.
Right. That I've noted down. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So first, I would need the order backlog breakup of the projects. So I will just Delhi Vadodara packet 31, Delhi Vadodara packet 29.
31 is 789, and 29 is 758.
Sir, so this is I am not asking the original order book, sir.
Sorry. This is 351 and 298.
Okay. And sir, Bhojpur, Buxar and Koliwal, Bhojpur?
Bhojpur, Buxar is hardly 29 crore and Bhojpur...
Koliwal, Bhojpur.
Yeah. Koliwal is only 7 crore. It is negligible.
And sir, Chakiri Allahabad, sir?
Chakiri Allahabad, 268 crore.
And this OMT contract, how much is outstanding now, sir?
OMT? OMT, nothing is outstanding.
Expressway, sir.
Toll collection at progressively whatever we get, so there is no auto backlog or asset. Otherwise, I think Q1 will have 100 and...
In case we have bid at 369, accordingly it is outstanding around 175 crore. In next six months.
Okay, 175. Okay, so you have done good collection in this quarter. And sir, on this, you have given the breakup of the 7 HAM projects, not the breakup, but the total value of 7,439 crore. That is the total EPC value of this 7 HAM projects, right, sir?
Right.
And sir, again on the JGM projects, sir, what I can understand is you have done execution of 142 crore in Q1. And in August, you will be booking 150 crore of revenue in the JGN project. So basically 292 crore. And what could be the execution or what could be the revenue booking we can expect in the balance 8 months? 1,000 crore, as you said, or it will be higher?
It will be around 1,000 crore
in total.
So this is, you're talking about FY23, 1,000 crores in JGN?
No, FY23 would be around 1,200 crores.
1,200. And sir, what could be the execution for AP project now? Because we have just done 150 crore and you are saying you can see some pickup in execution. But what could be the execution this year then?
Which project, please?
Andhra Pradesh Canal project, sir.
Yeah. Andhra Pradesh Canal project, we have done execution of 150 crores till now. 150 crores and this financial, because what happens, only you'd be able to execute only for 6 months. Because the remaining 6 months, the water comes into the canal system. So again, we'll resume the work in the month of January. So we'll have another three working months in the current financial year.
So that could only contribute one, another 150 crore.
One, around 150 to 200 crore should be during the financial year.
So basically, sir, in Q1, we have not done any revenue, right, sir?
No. There's no revenue in Q1, yeah.
No revenue in Q1. Sir, is it possible to give us the breakup later of the irrigation and water project separately? Because we can see that last quarter you have given a number of 7,800 crore, which has gone up by 8,000 crore. Obviously, there was some correction which included in this escalation. But again, the number has gone up by 200 crores. So is there any further change in the project cost?
No, no. That is only because of the inflation, escalation, change of scope, price variation. So by offline, we will discuss and we will give you.
We will share the details.
So just this water project includes 60% buyout items, common, and 40% civil work, right, sir? JGM project?
Approximately.
Of course. Sir, can you give me the toll collection breakup, sir, for the quarter?
The total toll collection is 222 crore. And the MP Highway is 13.9.
Okay.
OMT project, Kanpur Highway is 125.3. Kanpur Highway is 23.3. Narela 11.9. Bareilly Almora 15.3. And Raebareli 32.16. Totally 222 crore, which is higher by 16% as compared to corresponding year of first quarter FY22.
Right, sir. And sir, on the equity breakup, if you can give, you said the balance equity requirement is around 1,029. You have invested 1,029, and the balance which will be invested in next 2 to 3 years. Can you give the breakup? What is invested in Q1 and full year 23, 24, and 25?
In first quarter, we have infused 114 crore, and remaining 9 months we are expecting to infuse around 330 crore rupees. In FY24 around 480, and FY25 350.
Okay, 350. And sir, capex for guidance done so far in Q1 and balance 9 months. And
capex in first quarter is very negligible, but in current FY23, we are expecting around 100 to 120 crore.
Sir, can you give us the balance sheet numbers, debtors, creditors, inventory, retention, mobilization advance? As on June?
Retention is 189 crore and advance is 496 crore. Debtor days is 60 days. And working capital days is 68 days.
Can you give the absolute number of debtors, creditors and inventory, if possible?
Debtor amount. Inventory 626 crore. And debtors is 1163 crores.
And creditors, payables?
$462 crore.
Okay, so that's it from my side. I have more questions. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vasudev from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, currently, what is the order intake that we are anticipating for FY23?
Between 8,000 crores.
Sorry, sir. I cannot hear it properly. Can you please repeat?
We expect new orders to the tune of around 8,000 to 10,000 crores.
Okay, 8,000 to 10,000 crores. What would be our bid pipeline currently then for this?
It is around 50,000 crore bid in bids in pipeline by NHAI. So it is around 50 projects. So we are working on the same projects. And the bid due dates are staggered up to 30th September 2022.
Okay, okay. We expect our debt levels to be in the same range, right? We don't expect it to increase.
FY23, we are expecting debtor days around 75 days.
Leverage
will be around in the same line.
Now 1.09, that will make.
And console 1.19.
Console in this. HAM project is.
Okay, so and this last one thing that we are not L1 in any projects currently, right?
Not in this quarter.
Yeah, not in this quarter. And in fact, the NHA had not bid out in many projects during the Q1.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and so sir, finally, can you give the fund-based and the non-fund-based limit?
Fund-based, we are having a sanction of 1,000 crore and non-fund-based sanction is around 5,000 crore rupees.
Okay, 5,000. Okay, that's it from my side, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, one clarification, sir. So how much is the impact of toll revenue on our standalone business? And what is the EBITDA?
Toll revenue on all SPV around 222 crore.
No. So my question is from the Eastern Freeway Expressway. That amount is getting reflected in the standalone, correct?
Yeah. One minute. That EPE.
That is 104 crore rupees.
104. What is the EBITDA margin in that case?
Around 2%.
Around 2%. Understood, sir. And secondly, on this, sir, there is a lot of delay in Sonali Gorakhpur, you know, the concession agreement signing. When do you expect the concession agreement to get signed for this particular road project?
See, except the Sonali Gorakhpur, we signed concession agreement for all the remaining six HAM projects. So, Sonali Gorakhpur also, we are expecting it will be signed before end of the August. Post NHA have 5 months time, so there should not be any issue in acquisition of land at the time of appointed date. More than 80%.
Have you received the LOI, sir? LOI for Sonali Gorakhpur?
Yeah, we have received LOI and will be signed this agreement within this month.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vibhor Singhal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question again. I just missed out on the number. What is the total equity that we have invested in? What is the equity that is left to be invested in the HAM projects?
Total equity? Can you repeat, please?
Total equity invested and total equity left to be invested.
Total equity to be infused 1,361 crore.
Okay, and out of that we have invested 114 crore in this quarter and 330 crores in the next 9 months.
Right.
Got it, sir. Also, sir, lastly, just wanted to check, basically, if I look at the debt number for this quarter, which is around 300 crores, do you believe that we could end the financial year with the same number, almost around the same number? Despite equity requirement for HAM projects and other things also?
It should be in the same line, almost.
It should be in the same line. Sure, sir. Great, sir. That is all from my side. Thank you so much for taking my questions and wish you all the best again.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mangesh Bagdang from Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question is related to the related party transactions that you have done. You can explain that out of the total investments to related parties, there have been certain others in terms of loans given to parties that are not related to. If you can highlight some of that. So what is the reason and when do you expect for that money to be received back?
In FY22, about 30 crore we have given in the month of February, that has been repaid by the to the subsidiary. entire FY22, we have given only 30 crore rupees by our one of the subsidy that has been refunded.
And anything more that you expect going forward?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, okay. That's the question. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Shravan. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, a couple of things. First, in terms of the fund non-fund based limit, you mentioned 1,000 crore. How much we have utilized fund and non-fund?
Fund based, there is no utilization. And about non-fund based, 2,950 crore something we have.
2863 crore. Second, sir, when we say in terms of the monetization of HAM projects, that we are expecting a good news by end of this year. So here we are looking at 5 HAM and 1 annuity project where around 680 odd crore we have invested.
And we are talking about the 6 HAM, 1 NUT and 1 BOT, that debt around 4,700 and equity 940 crore.
Equity 940 crore?
40 crore.
Okay, okay, okay. Other is, sir, that out of the total debtors, how much is the HAM debtors?
HAM debtor is 68%, that is 793 crore, and EPC 369 crore.
Okay, so HAM debtor remain the same which was there at the end of March?
More or less same.
Okay, okay. Second is... are we expecting any early completion bonus in remaining 9 months?
So, see, we are targeting for some of the EPC projects. So we'll have a better clarity post monsoon. We'll able to share during the next quarter.
Which project? If you highlight the name of the project.
Delhi Vadodara Expressway of Delhi Mumbai Expressway, package 29 and package 31.
Just I want to add, as regards the utilization of fund based limit, no doubt CC limit is no utilization, but in the month of June quarter, we have taken the bill discount of 100 crore rupees, which is reflecting in the our debt outstanding.
Okay, okay, okay. Second, you mentioned that around 50,000 odd crore kind of opportunity is there, bid pipeline from NHAI side, 50 odd projects. How much would be out of that would be the HAM and EPC?
EPC is around 30,000 and HAM is around 20,000. So it be in the ratio of 60-40.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. And all these still the reduction in the EPC part from the NHS from 40 to 20. So in this 50 odd projects that is 20,000 crore HAM, this clause is obviously will not be there. Is there any change which is already implemented or it is the same which was previously there? So now the O&M is also removed from here because that was the case earlier, the O&M, we need to beat the BPC and O&M. So here the same condition or the NHA has removed the O&M part?
The NHA has removed the O&M part. It's now only we have to quote only one BPC. And... certain percentage of that BPC will be paid as O&M and the 40% will be the payment during the construction.
Okay, okay, okay. And all the 7 HAM projects, we said the appointed date will be there by?
Between, you can say, before end of this November current financial year we'll get, anything between November and February, March.
Oh, any specific project you want to highlight where we expect the AD by November or December out of 7?
We will receive this Kanpur-Lucknow by November.
By November.
Okay, and rest mostly from the fourth quarter, January to March, we will be getting the appointed dates.
Right.
Okay. I have no other question. Operator, is there any other queue?
Yes, we have one question.
Yeah, please take.
Okay. The next question comes from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, on the related party transaction, you said that out of 60 crores, we have received 30 crores. So 30 crores is still outstanding, right, sir?
Yeah. You are right.
So when are you expected to receive that money back, sir? Any target?
By the end of this financial year, we can revert back.
Okay. And sir, you said about the monetization of assets. So you said 6 HAM projects, 1 NET and 1 BOT. So total 8 projects we are looking to monetize.
Yeah.
Is my understanding correct?
Right.
So which has an equity investment of 940 crore and what is the debt investment, debt amount, debt outstanding, sir?
4,700.
Okay. And sir, on the Mumbai Nagpur, we have completed the project because we were expecting some bonus. So the outstanding is it?
We have already completed this project and we are expecting. So we are trying in the department. So we can't say presently anything about this.
We can't say any with certainty, but we completed the project.
Okay, so basically, there is no outstanding right now. Okay. And sir, on the Aligarh Moradabad, you are supposed to receive bonus. So, what is the status now?
See, now we submitted our final bill. So we expect some discussions are going on. Because there are certain issues there. So, maybe in the before end of this current financial year, we'll get the clarity.
Sir, any outstanding, as you highlighted the outstanding base, but in the order info guidance of 8 to 10,000 crore, what could be the mix between water projects and road projects? Any thought on that, sir?
See, we no thought on that because this will depend upon how the opportunities will flowing. As of now, we are focusing on the road projects. There are, as mentioned by our MD, there are 50,000 crore worth of road projects are on the anvil. So we are pursuing those opportunities. We will be bidding those projects before end of the Q2, that is before end of the September. So that kind of what will be the ratio between water and all, that could be able to tell going forward.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Uttam Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on this set of numbers. Sir, you have guided for 15% revenue guidance for this year. So that comes to around 7,200 crore. So how would this be divided between HAM, EPC and Jal Jeevan Mission?
I want to say about this revenue guidance of what we are expecting around
80% from the road sector and 20% from
the water and irrigation sector.
Okay. And sir, what is the current executable order book in our order now?
Current order book is about 20,000 crore rupees.
But how much would be executable during this year because we have not received appointed date in 7 HAM projects?
The executable order book is around 13,000 crores.
13,000 crores?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Okay. So that's all from my side. And thank you and best of luck for future.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Vasudev from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir.
So, sir, what is the competitive intensity that you are seeing currently?
Yes, in compared to last year, the what we see the intensity would be moderate this year because whatever the concessions given like bid security waiver and also the dilution of the pre-qualification criteria with respect to turnover and network criteria, so those have been restored. So the bids have to be, now bidders have to provide the bid security and also the network criteria is also increased. So going forward, we see the intensity would be lesser than what it was last financial year.
Okay. And last thing, that how much of bids have you already submitted, if you can quantify that?
See, as I said, in the during FQ1, very few bids floated by NHA. So whatever the bids we submitted, only there are only two bids are pending to be opened, around 1,000 crores worth of those bids, two EPC bids.
Total 2,000
crores. You know, put together 1,000.
Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please press star 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan Shah for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you, management, for giving us the opportunity to host the call. And thank you all the participants. Sir, do you have any closing comments?
Yeah, thank you everyone for your participation in our earning call. We have uploaded the presentation of our company's website. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. Feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.